you're new to the show, or maybe you haven't been around a long time, I'm Joe. We got Alex, producer MYK. And a recent addition to the Joe and Alex show, a month or two ago?
September, I think.
Wow, that long ago?
Yeah.
It feels like just yesterday, is Liv the Web Girl. And she does a lot of stuff around here. She does a lot of our Instagram stories and videos, some of the stuff that you see up on the website. She does everything. Utility player for sure. And, well, Liv is a hot mess.
Yes, I am, all the time.
I mean, let's talk about some of the things here that people don't know about Liv the Web Girl. She, for example, we helped her realize, or she shared with us, that she thought black and white TV existed for a while, and everything was in black and white in real life. And then when color TV came out, that's when everything was in color, like real life. So that's what we're working with this morning. But Liv the Web Girl, can you explain your hot messness to us all? What happened to you as far as coming into work?
Okay, so last week I was sick. So I went to the doctor and they gave me like a prescription to like help me. And I guess it was just like kind of like a prescription NyQuil or something.
Ooh,
I don't
the
really
good
know.
Stuff, the strong
and
stuff.
So I took it at around 9 p.m., went to bed at 10, woke up at 12:05, and I have to be at work at 6. So I look at my phone and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm already 5 minutes late for work. It's 12:05. Like I'm saying 12:05 is in midnight. So I hop out of bed, put clothes on, brush my teeth in the dark for like 30 seconds really quickly, run out to my car, and I'm driving. I'm going like 65 miles per hour from Broad Ripple. And then I realize, and then like the entire time I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 12:10. Like, I'm so late. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 12:11 now. I'm like, wait, it's 12:11. When do I have to be at work? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I have to be at work at 6.
And you're already downtown?
I'm already 2/3 of the way at work.
Oh,
I'm on
gosh.
Meridian.
I would have been so pissed.
You just came
and I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. And so I turned around and went back home.
Oh, poor Liv the Web Girl.
I just don't understand. Like, I can see, like, if you're, because I've done something similar to what you've done.
But I've never left my house.
No. I've done that before when it was dark. Like, right now, winter, it gets dark that time of the year. And it was, I think, back when I was in Grand Rapids, I had to be at work by like 5:30 or something. I woke up.
Did you actually leave your house?
Yeah, it was 5:45. But listen, it wasn't. But the thing I don't get is the 12. You have to be at work by 6, and it was 12. So
yeah.
It's not even saying like
you were looking at 6 at night and you had to be there by 6 or something like that.
Yeah,
because
it was dark. Like, it gets dark at like 4:30, 5 o'clock now. So I get out and I get in my car. I just went like out of my apartment back in the day. I didn't drive to work.
Yeah.
Get something to eat, whatever else you did. But
I've never heard of anyone doing that.
Like, I do this all the time. Like, this Saturday, I woke up at 8 and I looked at my phone and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm late for work. And then I was like, oh, wait, it's Saturday.
Yeah, I've done that before, but in my own bed.
Right, exactly.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Anybody got a case of the lives? Is that what we're going to call it here? Where like
case of the lives.
You always like wake up and you think you're late to something and you freak out. Now, I haven't known you a long time. Have you done this in the past? Or is this like just more recent because you have so much going on with two jobs?
No, I've done this in the past. Like, I feel like being late is like a very big like stressor, anxiety for me. So I definitely have done that. And I have even like dreamt that I've like gotten calls and texts from like my other work, like when I was in college. And then I wake up and I'm like, still like I don't have to work for like 30 minutes.
Oh,
so
my God.
I have, but I've never to this extreme of where I actually hopped in my car.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hey, this is Boss Beezy.
What's up, man? You always late?
Oh, man. One day I lived on 21st and Shayland, and I worked on 79th at Zionsville Road. Man, I jumped on the highway, did about 75 because I was going to be like 5 minutes late. Man, I got there. And the parking lot was super empty. I was like, well, what happened? What's going on today? Come find out they had canceled our overtime. Man, I was mad as, you know, I can't say the
word.
Oh,
no, no. I would be mad, too. You go there to make some extra time and a half, and they like, oh, hey, no work today. Look, we got some people calling in, so maybe you're not alone in this one, Liv the Web Girl.
I hope not.